Hello and welcome to our monthly Steepcast. It's Khalees Hurst,
Allie Lynch,
and I'm Pam Klein from Steeping Wellness. As educators, the work we do is not easy, and it draws on us physically, mentally, and emotionally.
To help support your well-being, we invite you to take some time for yourself, know how much you matter, and never feel guilty for taking care of you.
We hope you enjoy this month's Steepcast.
Well, it's officially the holiday season, and we feel like things are beginning to pile up like logjam city. Is it just us, or have life's responsibilities suddenly kicked into fifth gear? While we may have the urge to do it all, we simply can't. And if we attempt to, there's a pretty good chance that the first thing that will get dropped off the list will be self-care. This month, may we suggest giving our morning ABCs a try? The idea is to do one thing before you officially start your day that can help take care of your body, your mind, and your heart. The first is achievement. Journal or tell yourself something you're proud you accomplished from the day before. Celebrate your wins. The B is for body care. Start your day with a mindful stretch, a longer, soothing aroma shower, or take time to make breakfast, including your favorite hot beverage. The C is for connection. Reach out to people in your life that matter the most. Send a voice message, a text, or even reach out by phone to those who make you happy and bring you joy. Looking out for yourself is a daily practice that takes practice. And by going through your morning ABCs, you can be sure to check the most important thing off your to-do list right away, taking care of you. From the heart, Khalees, Pam, Allie, and Angie.
Living for the weekends? Find yourself asking, is it Friday yet? You are not alone. We're busy. We're fatigued. We are all short on time. Please know, it's okay to live for the weekends occasionally, and you shouldn't feel guilty for treasuring them. However, if you continuously find your mind inching toward Friday, we have some tips to help you make every day feel special. First, go out midweek. Yes, we know it's a school night, but planning a Wednesday date night or a Thursday friends social can really help make your weekends more rewarding and fun. Next, make every day feel special. Stop saving the good stuff for the weekend. Eat off your china, use your wine glasses, light your candles, get fresh flowers, or play music during dinner. Don't wait for a day that may never come. Create at least one daily ritual you look forward to. Morning or nightly hot tea, a 5 to 10 minute phone or text check-in with a loved one, or even a bowl of your favorite ice cream for dessert. And lastly, create a life you don't want to fast forward. It's important to figure out why you want to get through the week. Maybe you need to take baby steps toward a new career, or find and become passionate about a new project or hobby. Whatever the case may be, there are probably a few things in your life you need to change. This month, Steeping Wellness wants to help you break the cycle of living for the weekend. The truth is, if you are only living for Saturday and Sunday, you are wasting 71% of your life. Give every day the chance to be the best day of your week. Live well, Steepers. Stop people-pleasing. How to use the please technique to put your needs first. Are you a people pleaser? Well, then please read or listen to this. All of us feel some level of pressure to be perfect in other people's eyes, and it's common to feel that putting your own needs first is selfish. Many of our followers, including you, are helpers, caretakers, and healers. You continue to show up for everyone every day, and as a result, tend to be people pleasers. The shadow side to serving, supporting, and making sure everyone around you is okay is you forget to ask yourself, where does my happiness fit in? The good news is that it is possible to find balance between showing kindness towards others and prioritizing your own needs. This month, we want to begin to deprogram the idea that you need to please everyone. By using the please practice, we hope you are able to better let go of the idea that you need to always say yes and put everyone else's needs first. P is for permission. Give yourself permission to make your needs a priority, and give yourself permission to disappoint others. L is for listen. When someone asks you for a favor, listen to their needs, think about your needs, then reply with, "I'll get back to you." Saying no can be difficult, especially in person. Saying "I'll get back to you" can buy you some time to check your schedule, go over your to-do list, or simply give you the space you need to make the choice that's best for you. E is for expect. Learn to expect and accept that not everybody is going to like you. Work to stop pouring your emotional energy into trying to make everyone happy or your number one fan. A is for advocate. Your happiness, joy, and well-being are yours to maintain, and it is your responsibility to advocate for yourself, so find your voice and use it. S, saying no. Remember, you can still be a good person with a kind heart and say no. And E is for easy. Take it easy on yourself. Unlearning people-pleasing behaviors takes time. Give yourself grace as you learn this new habit of putting yourself first. Steepers, as a lifelong recovering people-pleaser, I want you to know that with a little practice, you can do better, and as a result, be more pleased with your life.
Protein. Why is it so important? Let's keep it super simple. Protein is a macronutrient responsible for building muscle, giving us energy through caloric intake, and keeping our cells healthy. It plays a vital role in our cells by repairing them and making new ones. We need to eat protein to keep this process running smoothly. However, the majority of adults do not get enough in their diets. We typically focus on carbohydrates and fats because they taste so good and sometimes fuel our emotions. Protein can be found in many sources, but the most common sources are beef, poultry, fish, and plant-based sources, such as quinoa and beans. It can also be supplemented by powders and drinks, mostly in the form of whey protein or plant-based protein, such as pea or soy. While it's always a good idea to eat as many whole foods as possible to get protein in our diet, supplementing with powders or drinks can be a great way to get extra protein in, especially with so many great whole food protein powders being marketed today. Loosely, protein recommendations for active adults are 0.8 to 1.2 grams per pound of body weight. This can fluctuate based on your weight and how much you're weightlifting and what your gender is. If you calculate this for a 150-pound woman, that would be 120 to 150 grams of protein every day. Let's put that into perspective of food consumption. 120 grams of protein would equal 5 4-ounce chicken breasts and 2.5 6-ounce ribeye steaks. That's a lot of meat and hard to manage in one day. So how do I get enough protein? The best way is to balance out protein in each meal. Planning is key. To take a look of what an example of a day might look like for this fictitious 150-pound woman, we recommend taking a look at the newsletter. It includes breakfast with egg whites and protein coffee, a snack with a scoop of protein powder after a workout, lunch would be a chicken salad with grilled chicken and quinoa, and dinner could be a 4-ounce ribeye steak. Getting enough protein can make or break someone's body fat goals or gaining muscle. It can also be detrimental to our immune function and how our cells renew. Don't think of it as a chore. Start slow, add in more each day until you start to reach your ultimate goal. Have fun with it and experiment with meat and meatless options too. Reach out if you need any help at all. Melissa is happy to coach you and make suggestions based on your body and your goals. Melissa's information can be found in the newsletter.
We hope you found this month's Steepcast of benefit. Remember to follow us on social media at Steeping Wellness.
Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup, so take care of yourself first.
We're sending you love and light.